Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
Where would that be, I wonder? Come on, tell me.
With the stars and stripes.
Okay.
And the eagle flies.
Stars and stripes and the eagle flies. That's the USA, baby. And this is the Freedom Matters USA studio. I'm Scott Hennen. Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. Glad to have you along. Kevin Flynn is here as well. Nothing has changed. If you were listening to yesterday's program, we're still in the exact same spot in this stalemate. We're Speaker of the House. Although Kevin McCarthy is saying they made some progress last night. Here he is when he's leaving the Capitol last night at the ripe old hour of 12 midnight or something after many negotiations. Here's what he told us.
I don't really see the battle. We're not that far away. We only need 11 more votes to win. So I think from the whole perspective, you talk to everybody, it's not that far away.
All right, so he's saying 11 votes is the difference. Now, Lauren Boebert was on Sean Hannity's program last night. Lauren Boebert, one of the... I would say darlings of the right, fearless member of Congress, is well regarded for her fight. She has been against the speakership of Kevin McCarthy. Sean Hannity asked her a question last night related to Donald Trump's endorsement of Kevin McCarthy. And the suggestion from Lauren Boebert back to President Trump. Here's a bit of that from last night.
Republican who opposed Kevin McCarthy's bid for Speaker on every single ballot. That is Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. And she says negotiations with McCarthy have been ongoing since the summer, but that her demands are not being taken seriously. Now, meanwhile, Kevin McCarthy's camp is now reportedly trying to determine which of the 20 votes against him are because of a policy disagreement versus a personal vendetta. Here now with reaction is Congresswoman Boebert. Now, Congressman, town hall quoted you today saying the president, you said complimentary things about President Trump, needs to tell Kevin McCarthy that, sir, you do not have the votes. It's time to withdraw. Let me turn the tables, Congresswoman. Kevin McCarthy has 203 votes. Your side has 20. So if I'm going to use your words and your methodology and your math, isn't it time for you to pack it in and your side to pack it in, considering he has over 200 and you have 20?
Sean, I understand the frustration, I promise you. But
I'm not frustrated. You didn't answer my question.
And we are hearing...
I'm not frustrated.
People who are still voting with Kevin McCarthy,
you're
who
not
are very
answering my
supportive
question
of what we're doing, and they're cheering us on. So there are more for us than are against us, and they are waiting for Kevin to cave.
Okay.
The American people are certainly frustrated by...
I'm frustrated by you not answering a direct question. You said to President Trump, you said earlier today, that President Trump needs to tell
Kevin
McCarthy, you don't have the votes.
Need to come up
Hold
with
on.
A consensus candidate to elect a
Can
Speaker
I finish?
Of the House.
You don't have the votes, and it's time to withdraw. He has 203. Your side has 20. Why is it time for him to withdraw and not you when he has so many more votes?
Well, Sean, he needs 218, and he does not have 218. We've been trying to work this out in private, as you said, for months. But Kevin McCarthy didn't even want to listen to us until his disappointing midterm. We all want a unified party, but this isn't chaos. It's a functioning constitutional republic. When everything is said and done,
House
Republicans will be stronger and better prepared to lead than we ever have before. I believe that this is what our founding fathers intended, and this is showing
yesterday
that
you
our
voted,
votes are working. Our votes aren't just a cast.
Congresswoman, I'd ask you not to filibuster. Yesterday you voted and Jim Jordan was your choice. Today it was Byron Donalds who was your choice. Tomorrow, I don't know who you're going to vote for. But the bottom line is you still only have 20 votes. Let me ask you this. Kevin McCarthy,
I think we're proving that we're open to a menu of options.
You're proving that 20 people don't want Kevin McCarthy at this time. But my question to you is this.
We're proving that there are many options.
My question to you is, did you support Kevin McCarthy's commitments to America? And do you not believe that he's going to follow through on his written promises?
His commitment to America is not as strong as I would like it to be, and we have been working on the rules to change the structure of how Washington, D.C. is run and operated. Sean, you know more than anybody how broken this town is.
All right. I was hoping she would answer the question because I think it's a fair point when she's saying, you know, Trump should tell McCarthy to step down because he only has 202 votes. Can't you say the same about the 20? You know, that you don't – you're – well short of where you need to be. So I think that's a fair question from Sean Hannity. I maybe would have handled the Q&A a little more diplomatically.
I think it's her earpiece was too low. Or so. I don't know what it was. Or she's just that, you know, that passionate about what she's talking about. Probably a little more of B.
What do you mean too low?
Yeah, well, he's talking and she just, it's almost like she didn't hear him. She's just going on and on and on and talking like she didn't hear him. You know,
that doesn't make for a good interview.
Yeah, no, it just wasn't a good optic at all. But again, I agree with everything she said. The whole of that whole hot mess of a conversation, what she said right at the end, right?
We simply were asking for commitments on what the American people want to see. They want to see a vote on term limits, a vote on the Texas border plan to secure the southern border.
Congresswoman, with all due respect,
Sean, we asked for a vote on a budget that actually balances. Imagine a Congress that stops spending money.
So if you only have 30 people.
I love that. I love a Congress that doesn't spend money they don't have. All of that good.
I think what he is saying, what Hannity is saying, is that's what's in the American commitment. New news today on this front, by the way, from the Hill newspaper, the GOP has discussed new concessions in behind-the-scenes talks on making McCarthy speaker. Remember this vacate the chair deal?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, a lot of this is a mess because Nancy Pelosi ruled with an iron fist.
Exactly.
And put in all of these, you know, rules that just made her basically the queen.
Right.
Okay. And so what McCarthy has done is said, no, we're going to go back to rules that are pre-Pelosi.
That's what he compromised on.
Right.
That's what he compromised with five, not one.
Right. And now he said he'll go to one. According to the Hill newspaper this morning.
Well, see, I don't think anybody really wants one person to be able to call a vote to vacate the chair. I thought five was a good idea.
I did too, but that's what these 20 are
lunatic.
These 20 are holding them hostage.
Yeah. They want one person to be able to do that? I thought they were good with five.
Says discussions between Republican Speaker nominee Kevin McCarthy and some of his 20 GOP detractors progressed on Wednesday after a sixth failed vote for Speaker, pointing to more concessions from McCarthy as he aims to win some of them ahead of the House returning at 11 a.m. today. Items discussed in the meetings, according to a source, included lowering the threshold for a motion to vacate the chair, a move to force a vote on ousting the Speaker to one member.
Mm.
A previous concession from McCarthy in a House rules package released over the weekend had lowered that number threshold to five members after the House GOP in November had accepted a measure requiring support from half of the conference to bring up the measure.
See, I thought he had agreed to that, and they were moving on to wanting to name committee chairs and things like that. But you're moving backwards now. Is that that's what that tells me? If
I retweeted something from Mark Levin last night, and if you have a take on any of this, you're welcome to join in here. Anything you're watching in this battle, 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100, toll free at 855
855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, or text us, 701-237-1590. This retweet of mine last night was from Mark Levin's retweet of an article that was in Bloomberg saying GOP hardliners angle for plum posts as price of McCarthy votes. Listen to that. Listen to that. Geez, demanding their own committee assignments. That's what Mark Levin added to that. Very interesting. Craig, we'll get you in for a portion here of your comments. You don't have to hold you through the break to finish, but go ahead. Craig, you're up on what's on your mind. I'm not hearing you, Craig. We lose Craig? Now I hear you. Now I hear you. Go ahead.
Well, I watched Hannity last night. She is unhinged. I don't know if she realizes this, but her unintended consequences, she just put the final nail in Trump's coffin. They won't listen to Trump. He told them to vote for Kevin. That killed Trump. So I hope you're making good money on the Newsmax commercial, because that just shows that that commercial is now null and void. These guys are insane.
Insane in their quest for trying to derail a speakership of McCarthy, you mean?
I'm telling you what.
Hang on a sec, Craig. More after this.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind at 20 past the hour, talking through the latest TikTok
and the tense negotiations with 20 holdouts against Kevin McCarthy on What's on Your Mind Today. Your take, welcome on this. It's 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776 on What's on Your Mind. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. Very good bumper suggestion. One of our fine listeners. I think that's quite telling of the situation we find ourselves in. You ready for this one? Add this one to the repertoire. We'll play a little later. Freddie Fender, Wasted Days and Wasted Nights. Wasted Days and Wasted
Nights. I love Freddie Fender.
Texter says, fitting for the House Speaker vote. Yes, exactly right. Okay, let's back to Craig and Moorhead. Craig's gone? Okay. Craig was saying Trump basically didn't affect enough change after supporting McCarthy. I think, you know, a lot of these people have said it well. I like Trump. I respect Trump. But I differ on who ought to be speaker. I don't necessarily see this as a fatal blow to Trump's political stature myself.
Did you hear Charlie Kirk's idea yesterday?
I did not.
If Trump wants to be the guy, get on Trump Force One, fly to D.C., get 220 people, get them in a room, and get the deal done.
Be the deal maker.
Be the deal maker. Be the guy. And Charlie had a number of great points about all that. I kind of spun that this morning. Is I don't care who does it. If Trump does it, if McCarthy asks all 222 people, that's not a lot of people. That's like one-third of the Delta Marriott ballroom. I mean,
well, there's only
like
20.
Size of your rotary, like your Christmas party.
There's only 20 that really matter, but I guess if you
use
the other 200 to influence the 20.
You have got to get them all in a room, and you don't leave the room till we solve this, till we know we have enough votes for whoever we're picking, and we go back and we vote and we do it and we pick and we get to work. That's the bottom line here. They have to figure in these 10 at a time.
I love the
10 at a time here, 4 at a time here. McCarthy says something, we're back to the other 5.
Yep. Well, what they're trying to do there in my mind is they're trying to pull off enough of those folks to end this. And, you know, if you do a 20, somebody wants this, somebody wants that, it's a circus. So I could see why they're having a few politicized, but I love Charlie Kirk's idea of Trump. I think
the only way this works is if Kevin McCarthy endorses someone else. If he says, all right, fine, I want all of my loyalists, everybody that I would take with me, to vote for this person.
What do you mean the only way it works?
That's the only way, because otherwise, if Kevin McCarthy just says, all right, I'm stepping down, I'm out of the race, there's 50 people he takes with him. I don't know exactly what the number is, but he raised a quarter of a billion dollars for these people.
Well,
they're not going to turn their back unless he says,
by the way,
vote for somebody else.
Some of that $250 million was for people that are voting against him.
I know. It's unbelievable, but it is what it is.
Let's see here. Some more texts. I'm laughing as the talking heads at Fox are so upset about our system actually working. They can't believe 10% are deciding the results for all. How is that any different than a handful passing all the bills?
Yeah.
How is it any different than 2 to 3 states deciding an election?
It's not. One person signing a bunch of executive orders affecting millions.
We need to understand that if they don't hash it out now, it'll never get fixed. Think it through. This is actually how our system is and was designed to work.
We have
really smart listeners.
That's a great point. But that's how it was designed. That's not where it is. Where it is, it's like over the last how many decades that they've eroded the rules. It's we've always talked about this. You don't come back from those big changes overnight. It's very hard to undo the things they've done.
Let me rip through these texts.
You know what I mean? I think that's a valid point.
I'm not a never Kevin. However, I want to see more of an ironclad deal with his speakership than we got with sellout Mitch and his leadership. Shame on the Republican senators who did not get more out of Mitch. I felt zero representation out of my senators voting for Mitch. They can speak out against what Mitch does, but they put him in the position to be able to do what he has done. Another, the reason and the only reason
Biden and the Democrats want an open border so they can give all these illegal immigrants citizenship because they'll be future Democratic voters. It seems a lot of people don't understand this. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, they think it will.
This is the
case.
Think,
I mean, I truly believe that. They think it will.
Yeah.
But when, you know, come to America, be homeless in a big tent outside of El Paso. Are you down for that, too? Is that much better?
I'm not sure. Listener says, can you ask if they pull people over and cite them for driving with dogs on their laps? Sorry, you must be referring to our conversation with the speaker, with the police chief earlier. We'll make a note of that to ask next time. I think they pull people over for distracted driving. And if a dog is on your lap and, you know, in your field of vision, that'd be distracted driving, wouldn't it? So I think that would make sense, but we'll ask the chief next time he's on. Brian, Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 271-1100. Go ahead, Brian.
You know, just a quick comment. I wanted to say, just think of the animosity that's being created now in the Republican Congress. You got, you know, when they move forward in the future, there's going to be a lot of people like Boebert, you know, and McCarthy, you know, disliking what they're doing to him. To me, is unreal that they can't unify. But just think of the division they're creating in their own party. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah,
I think it's been created. I think rhinos have created it. I think there's a new breed of people like Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert and Chip Roy. They're saying enough.
I'd say two things.
We're done with you people.
One, politics ain't beanball. This is rough stuff. So I think there's a fair amount of, you know, you vote against somebody, you fight against somebody in a particular bill or whatever. This might be different just because of how long it's going on and some of the things that are being said. But I think these people are used to doing battle. Texter says, Kevin goes for 7. The actions of the 20 will remain as a scar for the party for years to come. Interesting take.
What if they succeed? What if they succeed in getting a balanced budget? What if they succeed at getting border wall bill? What if they succeed at the all the things she talks about that they want to do?
Yeah, the scar goes.
Yeah. Pain goes away real quick.
Whatever happened to the review process of this new chief by the city commission to address the horrible morale problem? Question for Dave Pepcorn. Thanks for the call, though. The procedure for selecting a House Speaker is flawed. The R's won the election, and they alone should pick their Speaker. If that was the case, McCarthy would have won in a 90% landslide. If they would have won the election by one seat, they would need 100% of the R's vote to get a majority. Rules are the rules. I hear you. But the rules are the rules. They just are what they are.
And if, you know, and here's Boebert again, quick on what they want.
Simply, we're asking for commitments on what the American people want to see. They want to see a vote on term limits, a vote on the Texas border plan to secure the southern border. And we're crying out loud, Sean. We ask for a vote on a budget that actually balances.
So, term limits, southern border security, and a balanced budget. Who thinks that's a bad idea?
Well, look up the commitment. That might already be in the majority.
Well, it's not specific in the commitment for sure, but. You know, I the term limit thing may be raising a couple of hairs on some people's necks.
But if you're expecting every single member that votes for McCarthy to get everything they want, that's, you know, fantasy.
Solo ball.
Yeah, it just can't happen.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update.
The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students arrived in Moscow, Idaho on Wednesday for booking. Brian Koberger is now in the Lataw County Jail. He's in isolation and continues to show no emotion, according to police officer in Lataw County. No bond, no visitation, no phone calls are the rules. His hearing is expected today, although a specific time was not given. And the work goes on. Congress convenes at 12 noon today Eastern to try to elect a Speaker of the House after many failed attempts. Eight family members, five of them children, were found slain from gunshot wounds in southern Utah Wednesday, according to authorities who did not provide any more details. The victims were found when police did a welfare check at a residence in Enoch. It's a small town of about 8,000 people, an hour's drive northeast of St. George, Utah. Thursday, January 5th, is National Bird Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wasted days and wasted nights. I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me. Your heart belongs to someone else.
Listener suggested this song was appropriate for what's happening in Congress right now.
Loving you.
Wasted days and wasted nights. So Freddie Fender, it's one of the classics.
You're not true.
Is that a 70s era song?
Yeah. Yeah, mid-70s.
Big fan of that song. Love it.
Freddie Fender. The Texas Tornadoes did a great version of that song.
All right, friends. Freedom Matters USA Studios today, brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. We're talking about pulled pork or French dip sandwich in Valley City today on special. Sweet and sour chicken in Harwood. This is just the perfect kind of lunch. Meatloaf, downtown Fargo and MP Avenue. Chicken Alfredo in Glendon. Sloppy Joe's in Ulan. And Meatloaf on 45th in Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience as well, and you buy any size fountain pop today for 79 cents. That is a great deal as well. John Hinderacher, president of the Center of the American Experiment, joins us on the program today. Talk a little bit about what's in the news and what's happening with the center. Hello, John, how are you?
Hey, doing great, Scott, except I'm still trying to get to my office. The glories of winter. I've been in my car for an hour now trying to wend my way past the snow plows and the accidents to get to my office.
Well, we feel your pain because we've dealt with our fair share of the winter scene. This one missed us, but I know it was a little crazy there yesterday, so be safe on the road. You
so,
got me, John?
Yep. What's on your mind, Scott?
What's on my mind is watching this speaker race play out. What are you thinking about 20 individuals being able to hold up the wishes of 202, 203 folks there in this ongoing battle? I'm a little nervous, John, because I don't want some shenanigans to happen with a Democrat. But what's your take?
Well, I agree with you, Scott. I mean, Democrats across the country are laughing at Republicans. They're having a big laugh at Republicans' expense, and they're right to be laughing. You know, one of the criticisms of Republicans in Washington is that they can't govern. You know, they're great at being in the minority. They're great at being on the back benches throwing bombs, but they can't govern. And unfortunately, you know, that stereotype is being borne out here. And what we're seeing is this gridlock. What the people who voted for Republicans in November want to see is they want to see the House Republicans governing. They want to see them doing the people's business, and instead, they're being exposed to this, you know, insider political infighting, which is mostly a matter of personality, not policy. And it is, I think, putting the Republican Party in a very, very bad light.
How does this movie end, do you think?
Well, I think the only end game is that the 20 dissident Republicans finally think they've made their point and they throw in the towel and they vote for Kevin McCarthy. The other possibility, I suppose, is that it turns out that the Republicans really can't govern, can't get a House majority together. I think it only takes four Republicans to switch over and vote for Hakeem Jeffries, the far left Democrat who's getting all the Democrat votes, the election denier, Hakeem Jeffries. If four Republicans vote for him, well, the Democrats just take the House back.
Yeah, what a waste. And not to mention, let's get to it. We got border, we got investigations of the administration on many, many fronts that they need to get to work on, and we're sitting here going back and forth on a speaker vote. That's one argument, and that's mine. Stop wasting time. Start governing. If you don't like exactly everything that's happening there, make that your platform for the next go around. Right now, get to work. The other is, hey, this is a democracy at work. This is how our republic rules are stood on. This is absolutely fine. You know, there are two arguments out there that we hear from a lot of people. What do you make of those?
Well, it was democracy at work when the American people narrowly, and that's the problem, is it's a narrow majority, but still it's a majority. The American people elected Republicans to run the House of Representatives and govern the country. That was democracy. When less than 10% of the Republican caucus throws their lot in with the Democrats to block the Republicans from even being able to elect a speaker and start doing the people's business, that's not democracy. That's just personal pique being inflicted on the rest of us. And my friends in Washington tell me this is not about policy. This is about personal conflicts that have developed over the last several years while Kevin McCarthy has been the Republicans' minority leader now for quite a while. And, it's time to get past the personality conflict and start doing the people's business. That's my view.
Yeah, you make a good point. And while it was closed and the members of elected to the U.S. House, the popular vote was a pretty significant win for Republicans. Now it's time to govern. Now it's time to get to work. The latest, John, that we're hearing is that McCarthy has made more concessions in conversations that happened last night and this morning, including on the vote to vacate the chair. And that was agreed to be at 5. And now there's talk, according to a source, that it's being lowered to one vote, to House the Speaker, to one member. What do you think of that rule?
Well, as I understand it, Scott, it's like a vote of no confidence, or calling for a vote of no confidence. And if one member or 5 members or 10 members can do that, then they got to win the vote. You know, I mean, I take it that a large majority, as it stands right now, of House Republicans would vote to keep Kevin McCarthy in as Speaker. And what I hope, you know, this seems like, it seems to me that McCarthy has gone as far as he possibly can go to try to placate these minority dissidents. And what I hope is that we don't get into a situation where the House of Representatives is endlessly tied up in these personal intramural squabbles And they come across as not being interested in doing the people's business. That's what they've got to get done.
Yeah, and this is it for conservatives. It's the House of Representatives, right? You got a Biden White House. You got a Democratic White House. You got a Democratic a Senate. I mean, this is it. This is our, you know, our tiny, tiny victory. And want to use it, don't we? Get to work.
Yeah, I mean, I would just hate to see this little tiny Republican minority blow the only real win the Republicans had in November, which is taking the House. And, you know, the Democrats are a top-down party. If they say, you will vote for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker and Steny Hoyer as Majority Leader, every single Democrat says, yes, sir. They are a top-down party. Republicans, for better and for worse, are a bottom-up party. And nobody really can boss them around. And we're seeing the fruit of that, right? And in some ways, you can say that's a good thing, but it's not a good thing when it prevents the party from doing what the voters elected them to do.
Chatting with John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment. A lot of our conversation the last couple of days is obviously focused on this vote for the speaker. We'll continue to follow it. They reconvene at 11 a.m. this morning and supposedly take some of these discussions and concessions and whatnot that happened last night and this morning, and have a number that moves Speaker McCarthy closer to the required votes to be Speaker, which he needs 218. Let's talk about 2023 a little bit in Minnesota and North Dakota. What are the key things you're going to be watching?
Well, here in Minnesota, of course, we're leaning on the legislature to give the huge $17 billion budget surplus back to the taxpayers where it came from. That's a battle. We are going to be continuing in North Dakota to support the oil and gas industry. You've all seen the big campaign we have up there with internet videos, with signs, and with radio ads and so forth. The other thing that we're going to start doing in 2023, Scott, we're going to see this in Minnesota, North Dakota, and probably in some other states, is pushing back against the left's war on agriculture. The left hates fertilizers, which have allowed us to feed 7 or 8 billion people now worldwide, and they hate animal husbandry. At the end of the day, and if you read the leftist sources, they are very open about this. What the end that they are pushing for is we don't eat meat, instead we eat bugs. I mean, that literally is the end game. They're trying to make it impossible to raise cows and pigs and so on. We're seeing this in California. We're starting to see it in Minnesota. And so we are going to be launching a major campaign to push back and to defend modern scientific agriculture against this attack from the left. It's very much like our defense of the oil and gas industry. The left is attacking our way of life. They don't want us to be able to fuel our cars. They don't want us to be able to eat our home, to heat our homes, and they don't want us eating, you know, beef and bacon. And so that's going to be another big focus for us in 2023.
And, of course, agriculture, the 800-pound gorilla of North Dakota's economy, for sure. Where does it rank in Minnesota if you had the top industries? Would agriculture be top?
And I think it's second to manufacturing. Minnesota has got a kind of a surprising amount of light, medium-sized manufacturing. And the reason for that, by the way, is that our state taxation on those kinds of manufacturing businesses is relatively light. I think our legislature forgot to overtax them. And as a result of that, we actually have got a very vibrant manufacturing sector in Minnesota. I think agriculture is number two.
So, again, in North Dakota, the energy sector would be, you lump all them together very close as well in the top two. So these are industries that you've worked on before. So those are going to be great campaigns that we're going to look forward to being a part of. And really, I think most people have not seen firsthand the number of attacks that are coming on the agriculture industry. We get the energy industry, but agriculture is getting them as well. So I think what you're doing and planning is a great idea, and we look forward to following it. John, drive safely on those crazy roads down there in the Twin Cities, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Great to be with you, Scott. Have a great day.
You bet. Take care. Texter says, electing McCarthy as Speaker is the same thing as being Pelosi as Speaker. You think that might be a little on the
A little far out?
A little long.
That might be a little past the line.
That is, yeah. That's a stretch. We'll be kind and call that one a stretch today on the program. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are giving you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of the hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate everyday made better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this past and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by H.A. Thompson and Sons, the indoor air quality experts. You know, you can add an attachment to your HVAC at home, very affordable, and have indoor air quality. So just have a little peace of mind. All the bugs and viruses and, you know, mold, whatever's floating out there, this will take care of it. Indoor air quality. What H.A. Thompson and Sons did was search the globe to find the best products, and there's a lot of them. So this is not something you can just, like, do a Google search and say, yeah, okay, I'll just add this, and this will be great. You want the pros to take care of you, and they do it, and they do it right at H.A. Thompson and Sons, the indoor air quality experts. Find out more at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com.
On that bumper, by the way, that was from our money man, Brian Kronk. Said, play some Green Day, good riddance to the market in the year 2022. Don't let the door hit you.
Well, Brian's coming up on the program today, so we'll use that as he enters the stage a little later on in the program today.
Go up from here, I suppose.
Yeah, huh? Put it in the rearview mirror, that's for sure. Breaking news update before we get to big game. James here. The Buffalo Bills say DeMar Hamlin has shown remarkable improvement and appears to be neurologically intact as his lungs continue to heal. How about that?
That's great.
More good news. We seem to get good news every day about DeMar Hamlin.
And you can say kudos to the first responders and the people that were at that stadium that were on him. I bet he wasn't down for 90 seconds before they were on him.
No, it's good work. It really was. Prayers answered. So keep him going.
Oh, for sure.
Big Game James is here, making his way to Frisco, Texas, along with our crew.
You're not hitchhiking, are you?
Well, you know, I wasn't planning on hitchhiking, but we had vehicle issues this morning, so my thumb went up for a bit, and some people were generous enough to pick me up.
Were they?
Actually,
the hitchhiker, ladies and gentlemen, our sports director, Big Game James, making his way. So you put the thumb out, and somebody picked you up and said, Frisco or bust, huh?
Well, what they did, they brought me back to the station, and then I went to Kyle Cornell in the newsroom, and I said, hey, I need your keys for the weekend. And he said, why? And I said, just trust me, I'll give them back in a week. And essentially, we hijacked the Bronco. So a little bit of hitchhiking, a little bit of Grand Theft Auto to an extent, and we're on the road now.
That sounds great. Well, you're not alone. Bison Tracker shows some folks are joining you heading down there, and more every day as we lead up to Sunday's big game, right?
Indeed, yeah. I mean, I've seen for the last 24 hours different posts from people saying that they're in Minneapolis on their way down, that they're driving down, that they've already made it down, and that's absolutely awesome for everybody who's a Bison fan, a Jackrabbit fan, or even a FCS football fan in general, which is it's absolutely phenomenal. It's going to be a great trip. It's going to be a whole lot of fun down there. It's going to be exciting and thrilling. And I don't know if Frisco understands what it's gotten itself into with having two Dakotas versus one, but, you know, that's all right. And thank you to some of our friends for helping make this trip possible. Well, Tire Service, Traditions Restaurant and Bar, Proceed, Cole Papers, ND Estate Services, Gate City Bank with the Frisco Fan Cam that will be getting up and rolling in the next 24 hours, North Dakota Sweet Crude, Prairie Supply, and Hefty Seed. Thank you for helping make that trip possible. And I know Jason's already looking at me smiling, saying, where's my bottle of Sweet Crude? And I don't know if they sent him a bottle down or not yet, so we'll see.
So what's Matt Entz keeping him up at night right now? What's the top concern of the Bison X's and O's team?
I think if the biggest concern you got to have is the fact that you went out and I'm not saying that North Dakota State's going to be neutralized in the run game, but it's got to be a pairing of Tamarick Williams, still kind of iffy on that two-deep depth chart on if he's going to be able to make a big impact or not, paired with the fact that the last time the Jackrabbits hit the field, they held a team who averages 330 yards a game on the ground with borderline three All-Americans that carry the football to about 100 yards as a team throughout the entire game. So that's got to be the biggest thing. You know the defense is going to hold up. You know the Jacks are going to get a score or two. You know it's going to be a tightly contested game. But it's a matter of when you need those big yardage plays, can the the run game, keep them on schedule enough to make it third and one, third and two, maybe third and three, instead of third and eight plus or six plus, and making Cam have to sling the football around by force, not by choice.
Yeah, that makes sense. And quickly, what do you think SDSU is most worried about right now?
What the Jets have been most worried about is the fact that the Bison have had 23 days to get healthier. So a lot of those guys that they played the first time around are guys that maybe got hurt in that game or maybe got hurt in that first, that second round FCS playoff game. A good chunk of those guys are now getting reps. They're getting practice reps. They're playing ball. They got practice jerseys on, and they're starting to look healthier. And that's got to be concerning to South Dakota State, just knowing you want it to be as great of a game as possible, but knowing that the Bison are going to be maybe a little bit healthier than they were the last time they played even.
You'll be in Frisco when we join them next for an update on the countdown to a great game. Big game, James McCarty. Thank you for the update. Polls keep showing a very tight race between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. This could be the biggest political battle ever. Now Newsmax wants to know what you think. They're conducting an urgent poll asking if President Trump should continue his run for president again. Or is DeSantis better? Vote in the Newsmax poll on Donald Trump. All you need to do is text the word ZONE to 39747. Again, that's the word ZONE to 39747. Let your voice be heard. I watch Newsmax for the news I can trust. Newsmax is carried on every major cable system. If your cable system doesn't carry them, call them and demand it. Be sure to vote in Newsmax poll on whether Trump should run again. Text ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax. You won't look back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.